Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Jim Wolford from Atomic Data. And our topic is using both Apple and Microsoft on your company network. Mr. Wolford, I now need to use both for my business?
Tom, over the past 5 years, we've seen a great change in the personal computing marketplace. Consumer retail products like the iPhone, Android, iPad, and Apple Air have changed how we each use mobile devices. These devices started showing up in the boardrooms, on the owner's desks, and in the hands of most sales reps. This change has forced most companies to revisit the idea of how their network was originally built and what platform, Apple or Microsoft, it is built upon.
So our topic of the day is running Apple and Microsoft on your company network. Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on News Talk 100.3 FM. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Jim Wolford from Atomic Data, and our topic of the day is running Apple and Microsoft on your company network. Jim, before the break, you mentioned that businesses now need to run Apple and Microsoft on one company network. Why?
Computers are at the heart of business today, and when deciding on what to purchase for employees, we need to take cost into consideration, but purpose and workflow are equally important. In the past, this caused most businesses to choose either Apple or Microsoft to run on their network, but not both. 95% of U.S. companies chose Microsoft due to the fact that they used Microsoft Office for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. When businesses were first adopting to computers, many opted for Microsoft-based PCs because Apple computers were largely used in the creative industry and marketing departments. In 2006, Apple put Intel chips in their systems, which allowed it to run Microsoft applications. Nowadays, we're seeing more and more companies turn to Apple products. The iPad and iPhone have really forced most businesses, small and large, to relook at Apple as a business computing platform. When developing a network for both Apple and Microsoft, it's important to find a partner like Atomic Data that understands how these two systems can live harmoniously on your network.
Jim, this sounds like a really powerful concept. Who should be working with Atomic Data to develop Apple and Microsoft-based networks?
Well, if you want to use Apple computers alongside PCs, I would say you should be talking to Atomic Data about how it can be done. If any business owners hear from IT that they cannot use a certain device, they should contact Atomic Data and have an evaluation to verify that thought. 90% of businesses today should be able to use any device to access their corporate network.
Thank you, Jim. Atomic Data's plan for operating a network with both Apple and Microsoft sounds like an important way to conduct business today. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on News Talk 100.3 FM for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.